And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Jacob Hart. Nimitz hosts Caribbean leaders. The USS Nimitz recently welcomed several international delegations aboard during its Southern Seas 2026 deployment. Navy Petty Officer Anthony Garrow reports on the effort to strengthen regional maritime partnerships and the carrier capabilities demonstrated for the visiting dignitaries.
The Nimitz-class aircraft carrier USS Nimitz hosted delegations from the several Caribbean nations during the latest leg of its Southern Seas 2026 deployment. From late May into early June, government and military leaders from Suriname, Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, and Grenada came aboard the deployed aircraft carrier in the Atlantic Ocean to observe shipboard operations and capabilities firsthand. While aboard, the visiting delegations met with Rear Admiral Cassidy Norman, commander of Carrier Strike Group 11, and Captain Joseph Furco, commanding officer of the Nimitz. The visiting leaders, which included Suriname Minister of Defense Urquhart Ramsara, Guyanese President Mohamed Irfan Ali, Trinidad and Tobago Minister of Defense Wayne Sturge, and Grenada Prime Minister Dickon Mitchell discussed the deployment's mission and ongoing security partnerships before observing live flight deck demonstrations. The visit also provided a unique opportunity for Nimitz sailors of Caribbean heritage to proudly represent the U.S. Navy to leaders from their countries of origin. Southern Seas 2026 marks the 11th iteration of the exercise since 2007. The deployment is specifically designed to foster goodwill, counter regional threats, and build the U.S. Navy's team alongside partner nation maritime services. For more information, visit www.navy.mil. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Anthony Garro.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Jacob Hart.